how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Vegas Golden Knights start a four-game road trip today that takes them back east. Goaltender Aiden Hill apparently aggravated a lower body injury in Sunday's game. And Logan Thompson needs a rest, so the team called up Yuri Patera to join them on this trip. They're in Carolina this afternoon. Puck drops against the Panthers at 4 o'clock our time. Now that NFR is cleared out of the Thomas and Mack Center and all the horses they rode in on, UNLV men's basketball returns to their home floor for the Run-In Rebels holiday game on Thursday. They'll take on Hofstra University. To say the Raiders need to win out to have any chance at a playoff spot's a gross understatement. The Silver and Black are 6-8 on the year and would also need some help. They'll be in Kansas City on Christmas Day. The Chiefs are currently 10-point favorites.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Definitely fewer cars on the road with Clark County School District on their winter break now. And as far as accidents go, I've got a couple on the east side of the valley as you leave 95 northbound at Tropicana. That one's on the off-ramp, northbound 95 Tropicana off-ramp. And a minor one through the Charleston curve is going to hold you down up a little bit, 95 northbound of Boulder Highway. All clear on the Beltway, I-15 and Summerlin Parkway. And a chance of showers anytime between now and 2 o'clock, about 40%, they're saying. Otherwise, this afternoon, going to hit the low 60s as a high temperature. It's 54 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home.
You got to love it. Christmas music all around us. Great to have you with us on Live and Local. I had a chance to visit earlier with Ashley Hayek. If you do not know who Ashley Hayek is, she is the author of a brand new book, Beat the Elites. And I asked her, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, a couple things. First of all, this year, as I was traveling across the country working on state legislation, because I really believe if we want to change the country, it starts in our state houses, I came across so many people who just felt so helpless by what was going on in government. And everyone asked, you know, what can I do about it? What can we do? And how do we get this elected official or that elected official to do whatever? And people have forgotten, I realized, that power belongs to we the people. And then as you start watching what's been happening over the past 3 years, I'm a wife of a U.S. Marine. I'm a mom of five kids. There has never been so much disdain for the people, from an administration, from the elites, from the bureaucrats in Washington, as we're experiencing today. And I think that we're seeing that they know that we can't be suppressed unless we're struggling. So that's why they've allowed the borders to be open. They've moved our jobs to other countries. They're making it harder for Americans to make a living. And so it was time to expose, you know, the uniparty, the establishment, the elites in Washington, and really inspire people to reclaim their power.
Who are the elites? Give me an example of the folks that you're talking about.
There are, unfortunately, dozens and dozens of examples. One that we're seeing right now is Hunter Biden. You know, Hunter Biden, who doesn't think that he needs to, the laws don't apply to him, that he has been treated with kid gloves, with the IRS whistleblowers. You know, they've testified already that anytime they tried to report or investigate, it was blocked. He's gotten double standard treatment. Remember when Peter Navarro did not abide by that subpoena, they tackled him in an airport. Bannon had his home raided. They're not doing that with Hunter Biden. It's a complete double standard of the administration. Look at the school board parents. The school board parents who are labeled domestic terrorists by the Department of Justice for standing up for their kids. The Department of Justice is another example currently of the elites. And it's the bureaucrats in those departments and those agencies that are making these decisions. Even when the Trump administration was there, they were undermining. But this is two parties system. This is not just one. Look at Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, who went into Congress with a net worth of $7 million and left with $44 million. How did she get to $44 million net worth? That's the question. What about the people like Pete Buttigieg, who throws his bicycle in the back of his SUV, drives in his SUV to his location, then jumps out and rides his bike a few feet down the road while lecturing all of us about using clean energy? Or John Kerry, who takes his private jet? The list goes on and on and on. And really, the book has over 1,000 endnotes. That's how many examples we have of this double standard, this hypocrisy in the administration.
I'm curious to know how these elites develop. Is it a closely held club? How did these elites become elites?
A great question. I think, you know, when you look at how this has developed over time, it's been gone on for over 50 years. They want power. I think you get to Washington and you see if they have power over the people and we're weaker, then they have more money. They have more privilege. They have more opportunity for themselves. And they've lost the idea that, again, like what this is supposed to actually be about. You know, I can't tell you how many times we've seen, just even in the past year, no less the past 50 years, of how these elite crew have just continued to amass power, and they carve out rules for themselves. And it's by keeping the rest of us weaker, they amass more power, obviously, and it continues to grow. And Donald Trump was the one who really started to expose all of this. And I think they would have continued to do this had it not been exposed through Donald Trump.
Your book talks about a lot of ways that the elites have reared their ugly heads. One is trying to divide us as a society. Can you talk a little bit about some of the divisions that you discovered in writing this book?
Well, yeah, they tried to divide us. They tried to take away our free speech, whether it's through COVID, where they destroyed our businesses, our small businesses. So corporations get to keep their businesses, but if you're a small business, you have to shut down. They locked down the non-essential businesses, if you recall. You know, when they shut down the pipeline and we now have to get our oil from somewhere else, we're no longer energy independent. So now you're taking away millions of jobs. That's another example. But I would say the biggest way that we've been divided between us and them, truly, is through the suppression of free speech. So Hunter Biden laptop story, big tech was able to suppress that story. Big media only reports on one side of the story. So there are numbers of examples. You know, they attack our faith. They attack our ability to parent. They say that our children belong to them. So there are so many examples where anytime they have someone who resists the elite or the establishment, they take away our rights. And until we start fighting back and unite, you know, as we the people, they're going to continue to try to exploit that.
Ashley Hayek, the new book just out, Beat the Elites. And it's a fascinating read. If you're looking for some holiday reading, that's a pretty good source for you. That's going to just, I can't believe we have just about run through 3 hours. This is amazing. We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll get you closer to Christmas. We'll have more Christmas music celebrating the season. And for you Charlie Brown fans, I'm a Charlie Brown fan. Here you go. Until we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next. Go Knights, go! Business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I'm running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince, and I approve this message.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options and meine key and American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, December 19th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Flood alerts, U.S. steel, student loans, and a black Pro Bowl? That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, what a mess in the Northeast. 59 million people under flood alerts from Virginia to Maine. 700,000 homes and businesses without power. Over 4,000 delays, 200 canceled flights. There'll be some lingering rain in New England today. This is the same storm that hit Florida and the Carolinas. Charleston had a daily record on Sunday with 3.8 inches of rain. Gainesville, Florida, over 7 inches. U.S. Steel, which was once the world's largest corporation, has been bought by a Japanese company, Nippon Steel. Japan's largest steelmaker bought U.S. Steel for $14.1 billion. Can this be allowed? It's like a national security problem here. It's a 122-year-old company. U.S. Steel will for now keep their name and still be headquartered in Pittsburgh, but how long will that last? The United Steel Workers Union vowed to only support an offer from another American steel company, Cleveland Cliffs, but it was 40% lower than Nippon Steel's all-cash offer. The board rejected the American company's offer. The union, with 11,000 members, they don't like this deal. To say we're disappointed in the announcement between U.S. Steel and Nippon is an understatement, as it demonstrates the same greedy, short-sighted attitude that has guided U.S. Steel for too long. We remained open throughout this process to working with U.S. Steel to keep this iconic American company domestically owned and operated, but instead it chose to push aside the concerns of its dedicated workforce and sell to a foreign-owned company. When student loans had to start to be repaid again in October, 9 million borrowers missed their payment. That's 40% of the 22 million borrowers didn't pay them. That's more than the usual 26% of people who miss a payment. Remember, Joe Biden tried to forgive $20,000 of debt for certain borrowers, but the Supreme Court said, yeah, you can't do that. Former Super Bowl champion Rashard Mendenhall said he's sick of, quote, white guys commenting on football. Y'all not even good at football. Can we please replace the Pro Bowl with an all-black versus all-white bowl so these cats can stop trying to teach me who's good at football? Now, I don't want to be the one who brings this up, but this is the same guy who in the Super Bowl in 2011 had a fumble when they were down by 4 in the fourth quarter. And he went on later to say he didn't fumble the ball. He was separated from the ball. Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call CarShield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
So, Chuck, there are so many loan companies out there. How do you pick the right one?
That's easy. What we tell everyone to do is call around first, then come to Dollar Loan Center. Try this. Call any short-term or payday lender. Tell them you want to borrow $500 for 1 week and ask them the total amount you will owe after that week. It's a real simple, straightforward question, and then you can do the math from there.
Well, how much does that cost at Dollar Loan Center?
$19.25. Really, less than 20 bucks in interest to borrow $500 for a week. It's only $2.75 a day with no other fees to borrow $500 at the DLC.
That was Chuck, and DLC continues to be your community lender by offering free loans to all new customers. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan one week or less, the interest is free. You restore required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
For the O'Reilly Update, message of the day. On this Tuesday, a new CBS poll says Nikki Haley is gaining on Donald Trump in New Hampshire. No surprise, the Granite State has never been very friendly to the former president, and Ms. Haley makes a nice presentation on the campaign trail. She's still 14, 15 points behind, and the primary up there, New Hampshire primary, is at the end of January. But I expect Trump will win. However, a strong showing by Nikki Haley puts her in what they call the conversation. That's a cliche, of course. But she will be able to compete in the primaries because she has a lot of money. Now, Ms. Haley, Ambassador Haley, Governor Haley, whatever you want to call her, goes on the network shows soon after this CBS poll was released. And all they're asking her about, particularly ABC News, Jonathan Carl, is Trump, what Trump said, what Trump tweeted. Trump's a Nazi. Trump's a dictator. Trump's this, Trump's that. Well, Haley, to her credit, said, you people are obsessed with Donald Trump. I'm the candidate. Ask me what I think. Ask me what my policies are. Why do I have to comment on him? What is wrong with you? It was a real dressing down to Jonathan Carl. Good for Nikki Haley. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Larry, concierge member. I don't think Hunter Biden had anything to lose by not showing up for the deposition. If he shows up and lies, he's more trouble. Why worry about following the laws when your father will pardon you? Yes, Hunter Biden will be pardoned. But the embarrassment he's bringing on his father, incalculable. Just remember that. Stephen. Still waiting for an answer from my Democrat congressman, Golden of Maine, who voted to impeach Trump twice, but voted against the impeachment inquiry of Biden. Keep on him, Stephen. If Congressman Golden replies to you, let me know right away. Keep on him. Trisha, concierge member, difference between Steve Bannon and Hunter Biden is Bannon did not commit a crime. Well, okay, but he defied a congressional subpoena to talk about a potential crime. There's no difference. They both defied the subpoenas. Bannon got 4 months in prison. We'll see what happens to Hunter. Dana Crane, Scarsdale, New York. Why isn't anyone making the connection between the Biden's corruption and Obama's 8 years in office? I mean, how could he give any kind of favors? This is Joe Biden. Without the help of Obama? No, Dana. The vice president doesn't have much to do with the president. Okay? Separate office, not even in the same building. Vice president's the old executive office building. Naval Observatory is where the VP lives. There's not a lot of interaction. I don't believe that Barack Obama had any clue about all this grifting to the extent that it was. I'm sure he knew that Hunter Biden was trouble. I'm sure Barack Obama knew that, but I'm not, he wasn't sitting there going, oh yeah, take the money. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my five-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting NevadaPolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Christmas a few days away, which means it is impossible to leave the house without hearing Christmas music. Here are the most successful seasonal albums in American history. King of Rock, also the King of Christmas, Elvis Presley's 1957 hit, The Christmas Album, has sold more than 20 million copies. You remember Blue Christmas, right? You remember that? Next on the list, Kenneth Bruce Gorelick, better known as Kenny G. His record called Miracles also includes two tunes celebrating Hanukkah. Number three, the Christmas song, or as most people call it, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire by Nat King Cole, fabulous singer. Today, the cancel culture is after this song because it references Eskimos. How horrible. Second biggest holiday album, A Charlie Brown Christmas. Film soundtrack is considered one of the greatest jazz records ever. Compilation was added to the Library of Congress in 2012 for its outstanding contribution to American culture. And the number one best-selling Christmas album ever, Bing Crosby's White Christmas, it is 50 million units and running. Are you kidding me? Written by composer Irving Berlin for the movie Holiday Inn. Song was first performed on Christmas Day, 1941.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
And here's something else you might not know. Not all Christmas music is popular with the folks. Recent survey from Rolling Stone ranked the most despised holiday songs. Here they are. Baby, It's Cold Outside. All I Want for Christmas Is You. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And the least popular holiday tune, Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt. And the Madonna version is bad, too. Happy holidays. Back after this. If you or your business is falling behind filing your tax returns, or if you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The Biden administration just unveiled an $80 billion plan to modernize the IRS and reduce the unpaid tax debt. Are you tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments? You do not have to face the IRS alone. Hire Anthem Tax Services. They can help you settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections, and may even be able to reduce your back taxes significantly. If Anthem Tax Service cannot reduce your current monthly payment with the IRS or state, or they don't put you in a better position, you might qualify for the 100% money-back guarantee. Please call Anthem Tax Services, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking at...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.